The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and crullers, stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
I love the way we played tonight. I loved it. I thought we were the aggressors. We were on our toes. We were playing to win the hockey game. We played to our identity. The three goals that they got, even the third period, I had no problems with it. The only, except for the turnovers.
Well, yeah, except for the turnovers.
Yeah.
But you can't gloss over them. They were the reason why the Avalanche squandered that 2-0 lead and eventually lost 3-2. Mark, I thought it started with how indicative of how frustrating a loss this was that when they had the 2-0 lead, Andrei Burakovsky does a really nice job of back checking. He comes back into his zone as a forward, coming back to help out. He picks off a pass. I'm like, instantly at that moment, I'm like, this is a great example of what the Avalanche are doing so well. They're playing all over the ice. It's a complete team effort. And then he turned the puck over. And instantly it goes to a Vegas player who throws it to the front of the net. They get a goal. It's 2-1. And at that moment, you got a Vegas team that really had to feel like they were being dominated for the whole night. They look up. It's 2-1.
Right.
It's 2-1. There's still 18 minutes left in the hockey game. And at that point, they're like, well, hey, we might as well go try to win this thing. And you could see that they started to gain energy and the momentum changed. A couple more Avalanche mistakes and the game was over. Question is the series over?
Right. I love the way we play except for the losing part.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it just goes to show you, like, the opportunistic nature where we didn't capitalize as a hockey club.
Good point.
And there are times when I watch the Avs, I get frustrated because you'll turn down a potential shot and to crash the net, you know, your good shot for the perfect shot, the perfect pass, the finesse play, the whatever. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I thought the Avs out-hustled, out-hit.
Yep.
I thought they did everything except winning. And the three turnovers, the three mistakes that they made, the Vegas Knights capitalized on all three of them.
Yep.
And you know what? I mean, what my dad used to say to me, you know, the harder I work, the luckier I get, and luck has a smell of perspiration. Like, there is something about you being opportunistic. And the Avs just certainly, they just weren't. There were a couple of point-blank shots. Yost had a couple.
Yep.
Confer at the end had in overtime.
Yep.
And you couldn't put the biscuit in the basket.
You know, I'm thinking that desperate times call for desperate measures. I say we get poolside on a plane from Alaska to Vegas and fire the boys up before game six.
Poolside walk in there.
Yep.
Take your shirt off.
Yep.
And just say, looking's for free. Touching's going to cost.
Next on the Morning Brew.
To be honest, I don't know much about history of Sydney. I remember Peyton Manning, Nate McKinnon is playing. He's All-Star right now. He's two-time All-Star, isn't it? He's playing really well. The Avs are playing really well, of course. I wish them all luck. Actually, watching the games, I'm really into hockey right now because I think it's a great sport.
Nikola Jokic, just why we love Nikola Jokic, just as carefree a superstar as you've ever seen, and he becomes the first Nugget to ever win an NBA MVP award. It was pretty much a landslide. Although, you know, you gotta, as one of our texters pointed out, the national show on before you guys said that the only reason Joel Embiid didn't win it was because he didn't play in enough games. That basically, Nikola Jokic is the MVP because he had perfect attendance.
So, yeah, maybe Embiid shouldn't be hurt every other game. Yeah, by the way, and Ben just mentioned this in my ear, the Joker had more double-doubles than Embiid had games played. You know, the same guys are the guys that talk about availability being one of the best abilities, right? We talked about abilities yesterday.
What was Paxton's?
He had liability.
Liability, culpability.
Culpability.
Maddenability.
Yeah, Maddenability.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Nikola Jokic. Oh, by the way, they got a game tonight. Game two. You expect them to bounce back?
They got to bounce back.
Well, wait, hold on. There's a difference between they got to bounce back and they will bounce back.
Yeah, no. I expect them to bounce back. I expect them. Hey, listen, one thing I know about the Nuggets is they have responded to adversity pretty much every time. And, you know, had some adversity, did not play well. Got caught up in that run that went 19-2 toward the third quarter and the fourth quarter. I think they overcome that. I think they win tonight.
By the way, Michael Malone, those timeouts you have in your pocket, you don't get to take them home with you.
No, you do. You get to take them home.
Well, you can take them
home.
They
don't help you.
They don't help you.
Yeah.
Okay? Vic Malone. By the way, was it Vic Malone? Who was the, like, teenage ticket scalper in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Wasn't he, like, Vic?
Oh.
What was his name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What was that guy's name?
And what was his character? Hold on a second.
What was his character? Oh, my gosh. Now you're driving.
Mike DeMone.
Mike DeMone.
Robert Romanus.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Mike DeMone.
Yeah.
For some reason, I wanted to call him Vic DeMone, but Mike DeMone. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? We hit it all. This is like the trifecta. Yeah. I love it.
We don't have time. Next on the Morning Brew.
Just Adam Duvall is shot into right field down for a base hit. That'll get Marte home. Aguilar stops at second. Two runs in the inning. And it's now 6-2 Marlins.
Fish Radio. Marlins Radio right there. As the
Rockies lose on the road.
Rockies lose on the road and don't hit. Two runs, five hits, and they lose 6-2. That'll do it for the... Actually, no, we got one more.
Yeah,
that's the Morning Brew.
So I've gained a couple pounds. I think last year I was maybe 233. I've been up to 236, 237, and stuff like that. And we'll just see how I feel during these rest of these OTAs and maybe remain camp, and then see how I feel during camp to see if I need to shed a few pounds or stay up there, just depending on what my job's going to be this year.
Yeah, why would Josie Jewell look to pack on some LBs?
Here's what I...
He's fat!
233 all the way up to 236. I mean, that's just the difference between did I eat fiber pills last night or did I not eat fiber pills last night?
That's the difference between lunch and dinner.
Right, what the hell's 3 pounds? I mean, like it's some scientific number. I'm quite a bit bigger. I've put on 3 pounds, you've probably noticed. Out of here. 3 pounds.
Jeez. Those are the people you hate, right? Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Right.
Oh, we're getting Mike DeMone lines. No, I don't have any Blue Oyster Cult.
DeMone.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. All right, let's get to some of the reaction from the peeps from the Avs gut punch loss last night to Jokic winning the MVP. We'll do that next.